since there has been a major shift in power and there are no authorities here right now, I feel a little bit bad about leaving. And we go and say, we're sorry, the Haryu are stupid, and they didn't send the right message. Please be our friends.
We won't be gone that long.
Famous last words.
What happens, happens, and I blame Pooh.
As you should.
And you start heading down into a dark corridor. You get maybe a quarter way down the steps, and you see a familiar-looking drow just sitting on the steps, looking emotionally exhausted.
What do you see when you look at me?
I see a very sad person.
My race is like any other race. Yes, there are some misrepresentatives who do evil things. But there are those who are like me down there who long for something different. And if you walk in there thinking, all drow are happy underground, or all drow are this, or all drow are that, you're going to fail at what you're setting out to do. Going forward, perhaps you should listen to the motto of my elders. Think twice, so you only need to speak once. The experience would be good for you.
Well, if that's the right way all the talks are gonna go, I got a bad feeling about this. Games with strangers. You know there's no danger. So come on in, we're all friends. Playing games with strangers.
How all the talks go, but he's been very hurt. You have to keep in mind that he thought he had found a place.
And I will mention this. Something that I've learned is that, just talking about something isn't, it's not a one-time thing. It's about building a relationship, and we have made one step in that direction. You just gotta keep trying, right?
And I think you need to take his advice to heart. Think twice, speak once.
Well, Wilder, how about we keep going then, right?
Yeah. Ready for this, Olbog?
No, let's do it anyways.
Exactly.
That's the spirit.
I like the way you think.
You guys head down the rest of the way of the stairs, and it is very dark at the bottom of this staircase. Who has dark vision? How do you have dark vision?
Being a shadow magic sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, I have dark vision too now. I forgot about that.
Well then, okay. Everybody's got dark vision. Cuckoo. You get to the bottom and you guys see out for the distances that you have for dark vision. And it just looks like emptiness in all directions. So
this is the place.
Well, they don't call it for the Underdark for nothing.
This is the Underdark.
Nope. This is like a basement.
This is the basement to the Underdark?
I don't think that's how that works.
Maybe it would be the attic.
Oh. So there's like stairs or something to go more under.
Does anyone remember if he even described it, where the city might be?
He said it went in between the two towns, so I say we just walk.
Are there any like tunnels or anything, like different ways, or is there just like...
Yeah, it was just open emptiness. That is what you guys saw. Although Leona did give Felix directions.
I know that.
Whether or not Felix was distracted or not at the time is something completely different.
Nope.
I need to mark Dave off my Christmas list. Hold on.
All right. Well, I'm just going to point a direction.
Olbog.
And...
Olbog, I would like to teach you a lesson.
Is this going to be a long lesson?
No, it's actually pretty simple. As a leader, You need to be able to count on the people that work along with you.
Yes.
And ask for help.
On all of you, and I need your help. Which way do we go?
This way.
No, not you.
Not once did you ask where we were supposed to be going.
I just asked, did anyone remember?
Oh, no. You walk this way. I knew how to get in the tunnel, but you never said, how do we get to the Underdark?
Hold on, I'm checking my calendar to see if this is Hadon Orbok Day.
Listen, you and I, we're in the same...
Oh, look, it is!
...stage. We're in the same stage right now, learning how to be leaders when we don't really have that experience.
Right.
We have to go to Vondu.
Right. What's that?
You've lived here as long as I have, or longer. I don't know how old you are. 75?
No, I'm not 75.
72.
Most orcs die in their 30s. Thank you. Oh, like that? Does that sound good? That sounds
lucky you.
Yeah, that's real fun.
All right. Anyway, we have to go to Vondur.
Okay. Are you seeing Vondur around here somewhere? Because all I'm seeing is emptiness.
Yeah, because you went the wrong way. That's what I'm trying to show you. You were leading, but leading poorly. Make sense?
Sure, yes. Lesson learned, which way do we go?
I'm going to look for an access point that would lead to that way, since I know what I'm looking for.
An access point?
Like a door or an opening?
Yeah, like a door or a path or...
A sign?
Well, here, let me autopilot you guys a little bit, because this might be on my communication.
Jaeger! Jaeger!
I've heard that chanted at parties before, and it meant something completely different.
It's not my fault this time.
So you guys are underground, and Felix starts guiding you guys north in this wide open expanse that's underneath the castle. And eventually you reach a wall, and on this wall there's a tunnel that keeps going in the same direction. However, to the more keenly attuned of you, you realize that this tunnel is just at a slight decline, and you are progressively going further and further down underneath the island. And you walk for a couple hours down this tunnel, and eventually the tunnel opens up on the other end, and you see another vast expanse, and just slightly at the edge of your dark vision, you see a rather large city that is lit by fairy fire. And on the outskirts of this city, you also see something that looks like a tent city.
What's that?
A tent city?
That's intense.
It is, but we've already done this joke before. Last time it was at a carnival.
Yeah, but it never gets old.
Well, why would there be tents outside the city?
I'm assuming those people aren't allowed in? Maybe.
Refugees?
I'd like everybody who's having this conversation to make perception checks.
Oh, I don't see anything.
Who also doesn't see anything?
It's a 22 for me.
Oh, did you roll 2, Orba?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you get?
You got a 4.
Yeah.
Felix, you notice that the people that you catch glimpses of in the movement amongst the tents, none of them are drow.
Yeah, I don't think these people belong here.
I have an idea. And, well, for some reason, it stuck in my head that, are they, like, from Waterdeep? Didn't old what's-his-name? And, who's his name?
Erekith?
No.
Stumblefoot?
No.
Lenny Kravitz?
Yes, Lenny. No, wait.
I'm kidding.
Remember they,
I know him. We've played the same venues.
They saved some of the people from Waterdeep, right? They took them to the portal.
Watergate woman.
A yawning
save
portal.
Me from me.
And
Durnan? You're talking about Durnan?
Yes. Lovely fellow.
I mean, maybe. Let's make sure weapons are away, that we're not combative in any way, and
my whole body is a weapon.
I was gonna say, I just need to leave then.
That's counterproductive.
And this is why...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, Let's approach kindly and gather information. Okay?
I'm approaching.
All right.
Sure.
As you approach Pooh and Orbog, you both see a human woman that you recognize. And it's been a long time since you last seen her.
Linny! Wait.
No, it's Dottie, the waitress from the Laughing Lamia.
Hey, Orbog, isn't that
Dottie!
Dottie, yes, with the food!
Yes, never forget a food person.
I forget a lot of people. Dottie, is that you? It's Pooh.
Did I just hear Pooh?
It's Pooh.
I love it when people shout my name.
And his orcish friend that came by that one time.
Yes. This is. May I present to you?
How did you escape?
Orcish friend.
How did we escape? I'm not exactly sure. It's all a bit of a blur.
We went through portals, if you're talking about Waterdeep.
It is good to see the two of you, and I do declare, I think I have met your halfling friend as well once. Forgive me, dear, I don't remember your name.
My name is Aileen. I believe I played at the Laughing Lamia once or twice.
You may have, sweetie, but it has been a long time.
That it has.
I'd be surprised if you didn't know Wilder with his drinking problem he had.
Sir, alcoholism is nothing to jest about.
I'm,
right.
Well,
I find this joke to be incredibly distasteful.
Yes, and
shame on you.
That pretty much sums up Orbog.
I think I taste pretty good, actually.
Well, actually, last time I saw the two of you together, you were with Gareth.
Yes.
Gareth is a friend of ours.
Well, I'm sure you would love to see him. He is kind of our leader at the moment.
He's here? He's alive?
He's not a ghost?
Oh, yes. He is very much alive. He is responsible for... Him and Durnan were responsible for saving those of us who are here.
He's like the new mayor.
Ooh, Orbog. He's got a better position than you do.
That's okay.
Where is Gareth?
Well, let me take you to him. And he leads you through the tent city, and he takes you to a tent that is labeled as Tabernacle.
She.
Anyway, and she takes you in there, and she goes, Gareth, I believe I have found some friends of ours here. They have stumbled upon our humble abode.
What's all this, then?
Gareth!
I miss the tone, that echoey tone of your voice.
Oh, we're so glad you're okay.
My good friends, Boo, Orbog, Milder, and how could I forget Aileen? Where's the others? Bumblefoot, Camo?
Stumblefoot has a past.
Yes.
Past
your good friend,
the bar. I don't
your
understand.
Your good friend Stumblefoot, who you started a mission with, right?
He is no longer with the living.
No, he's.
I think rather he has joined the truly living.
He's kind of in between right now.
He's probably in a crystal, actually.
I think we would need to catch up a little bit and to find out what's been going on. A lot of things have happened to me personally and these good folk that are with me, and I imagine many things have happened with you all.
Indeed.
Nope.
Yes. Chilling. Is this the remnants of Waterdeep?
I believe it is. Through any way that we had to contact the outer world, it seems as though this is the last remnant. Although there could be others, I could only imagine we weren't able to do anything comprehensive. But
well, Gareth,
yes,
thank you for saving all these people.
It was the least I could do. Our good friend Durnan also exited this world in the in the attempt. Yes.
Not Durnan.
Yes, Durnan.
He was quite the man.
He was, and it was through his efforts that this many were saved.
There's a lot of the sacrifice going on these days, that I suppose.
Yes, there is, and many people have sacrificed to get us to this point. I know that a drow city is not the optimal place for people like us, but any government is better than no government, so we've chosen to be here for the time being.
Are they treating you well?
They are tolerating us, and they have let us set up this tent and worship as we would like to worship. They don't get in the way, and some of them are even curious.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So what has been happening with you? How did you find yourself here?
Out for a walk. Just,
well,
strolling.
Orvog is a king.
All right. Perhaps backing it up a little bit further might help.
So, when a male orc
not that
loves
far.
A female human.
Not that far. I feel sure okay. Gareth knows about that portion of things.
You never know. Never
I
assume.
Left my home country before 8th grade, so...
You know what? I'd rather assume.
So, yeah, I was... part of royalty of Towerfall, which is an island that I don't know if you know is not too far from here. And apparently, well, there's no easy way to say this. Wilder has split personalities.
Indeed.
And
a daughter.
He's actually, and a daughter, and a girlfriend, and he was married to like a demon lady, and then Stumblefoot killed her.
Maybe girlfriend. They've yet to define.
He got better.
Her hair smells like cookies. That's the important part.
Indeed.
Wow, information dump. This is wonderful, Orbog. I can't wait for you to be king of something other than foot in your mouth and gossip. There's been a lot to go on.
Start a magazine.
Towerfall Tattler.
So what does bring you to this Drow city?
Well, Orbog stuck his foot in his mouth, and now we're trying to fix things.
And in plain common, what would that look like?
Okay, so you remember the whole thing you were saying about how some government is better than no government?
Well,
yes. So the Drow army that were hanging out with Wilder's wife... Evil wife. It's kind of Wilder's fault. They conquered and got rid of a lot of my people in Towerfall. And then we defeated their bad people. And then we told the army to leave town, but they thought it meant that. Well, I actually was meaning for them to leave the castle. I wasn't telling them they had to get out of the island, but then they all left the island. And now it's this whole political mess, and now I have to go clean up Wilder's mess, basically.
Couldn't have said it worse myself.
Aha.
Orbog said this.
And I hold up the note that was sent out. Pass it to Gareth. And it says...
Orbog and friends overthrow the government. All drow must leave city. They're probably happier underground anyway.
So with that in mind, Gareth, have you created any sort of bond or relationship with the drow that are down here?
It's a rough peaceful relationship, yes. We go inside and trade and live our lives inside their city, because that's where things happen, like food and things like that. And we come out here to worship, or to be the congregation that we are, that we've become through our journey.
We don't know if this would help your people, but Pooh has a box of food.
It would, which is nice. But I'm sure the couple hundred people would exhaust the
box of food. No, it's a box of holding, and it's with the castle has all kinds of steak.
You'd be surprised. And
potatoes in it. That Stumblefoot cast and filled up the castle with.
I'm actually questioning how good it still is.
Well, we would be more than willing to check it out and to partake if the food was good. But we do we are able to trade and to buy food from the Drow and to deal with them on a normal, regular basis. They've taken us sort of as a curiosity, and nothing that we've been under any type of duress.
Do you think it's possible to maybe act as an intermediary, since Olbog's so amazing at speaking to people?
I feel sure that I could find someone that would be able to help whatever you're dealing with. If you have, I'm obviously King Orbog, if you have credentials that you could present, that would be probably the easiest thing to do there.
Do you have credentials, Orbog?
I had...
He shoved them down someone's throat.
Yes, I think it's their throat or their eye, I can't remember which. I don't know that I'm sure some of them would recognize me, though.
Well, that's probably true.
Oh, well, then that would probably grease the wheels, then, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
May set the wheels on fire.
Grease is flammable.
Hot wheels.
Yes.
No, she's still up above.
Oh,
on
that's
land,
right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything we can help you with right now?
I don't think so. We're pretty self-sufficient.
We'll be seeing you.
Bye.
Are you okay? Do you have any idea who we should talk to? Yeah.
John, I know that I have gone into the town and know people. I don't think we talked about me, you know, presenting myself to, you know, the leaders of the town or anything like that. So I guess that would be your call.
You would know that this town, the city, is basically run by a council of the 10 head families of the city. The Drow society is basically operated in a matriarchal structure. The matriarchs of the top 10 families are basically the council that runs everything. And then, of course, the males of the family are basically secondary to the females of the family, and they serve as kind of like the task workers, like the soldiers or the gophers or messengers or things of that nature, whereas the females operate as a priestess or a more dignified role the way they see things.
Yeah, what he said, yes.
So no?
He explained to you that what about the council would probably be the people you would want to talk to.
And if you want, I haven't been able to reach any information about my homeland. I could only assume my credentials would still mean something to someone, so we could use those if we needed to make some sort of an official contact.
True. And we can tell him that Wilder is the leader of the thieves.
Let's not.
And I'm technically in charge of the House of Sanders.
Oh, House of Sanders.
Yeah. When does this council meet? Do they meet?
How easy is it to see them?
They don't typically have a schedule. They meet when there's business that needs to be conducted. So it would be something that you would have to reach out to organize.
And how would he reach out?
You obviously would have to make it known that you're trying to...
Like this...
Are you?
That didn't go so well last time.
Yeah, they don't fly underground, bro.
There's bird people called the Haryu. So when do you think we could go see those people or try to?
Well, we could go into town now and try to find more information about it.
That sounds like a plan.
Are we sure we don't want to go shopping first?
No, we do not want to go shopping first. We want to go talk to people.
On a diplomatic mission.
We're not here to sightsee.
And we have Gareth now, who's very diplomatic.
Yes, he's diplo.
I don't think we should put it off. We should probably push forward, and you can make your apology, fix things up.
Right.
And then, you know, those that are willing can help us with, you know, Deos and Carrick and all that.
Yes.
Are they still around?
Unfortunately.
Sadly, yes.
Wait. Also, you probably shouldn't say their names.
I mean...
Are you hearing a goat now?
You never know.
I'll pretend like I understood that.
Well, there was a time when we would say their names that there'd be a loud goat noise.
Oh, that's Caleb. Right. I remember a little bit of that.
Caleb could
We said
hear.
Perhaps if we said their names backwards that we could sort of get away with it, but that was sort of shot down.
Yeah, we can call him Special K, I think. Special K made himself known to us again recently, so we're a little on edge about that and kind of keeping our eyes open, because he's...
And the Z-Man, well...
Yep. He, both of them are from what we can tell, that's what happened to Waterdeep, was them.
Yeah, they said that Z-Man and Special K are horse.
Horcrux.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the one.
I was trying to figure out where you were going with that.
Well, shall we head into the city then?
We shall.
You guys make your way through the city. Through a series of conversations with the people whom... Gareth has acquainted himself with in his Gareth way. You've been put into contact with certain dignitaries who probably you would want to talk to prior to meeting with the High Council. And you're beginning to learn that this the society, this matriarchal society that you are trying to engage with is very bureaucratic in the way it conducts itself.
Bureaucratic?
Okay.
Yes, it's all based on beer.
The people that we're meeting with and such forth, how are they clothed? Are they, like, do we feel underdressed? I want to make a good impression. I'm just taking it in to see.
The drow are just dressed in what you would assume, like, elves would wear.
Good sir, who we are talking to at this moment.
It's a woman.
A good ma'am, what we are talking to at this moment. When we meet, I'm not accustomed to your customs. Or do we have to, would it be advantageous for us to dress up and be polite and so forth, or should we be our ordinary selves? What is your customs for these sort of shindigs?
Well, we are not normally accustomed to having conversations with those from Towerfall, so this would technically be a first.
Well, actually, I'm from Waterdeep originally. Well, outside of Waterdeep. I'm from, the woods outside of Waterdeep.
She looks relatively unimpressed with what you're saying.
Should I wear fancy clothes?
I don't know. Should you?
What do the nobles wear?
She just kind of gives you a grin and doesn't answer. Go ahead and roll an insight check.
Yeah, that's a 19 and insight, so a 23.
You get a sense that they understand that knowledge is power, and they're not willing to concede any advantage they may have to you for the sake of decorum.
Well, I get the feeling that you don't want to tell me.
Now, why would you say that?
Because you're not telling me.
Can you please just state your business as far as why you would like to speak to the High Council?
I'd like to apologize.
Go for it.
And who are you?
Orbog. The...
Roll initiative.
The person who was misquoted by the... Are you who sent that terrible message?
As in King Orbog, who has destroyed our god and is now coming to take our kingdom?
That's the one.
Burning wheels, Pooh, burning wheels. Might I ask something? Because I have heard, and I realize this is whether you answer me or not is entirely up to you. This is your place, not mine. And I am wondering, since females are exalted in your society, if it would be better if the female who was with us was the one who spoke to them on our behalf.
You are doing such a fabulous job of it, though.
Present yourself in whatever way you see fit. I will go make the others aware that Orbog the Destroyer has come upon our city.
It's Orbog the...
That's...
She's already walked off.
Sorry. Orbog the sorry. Very, very sorry. Orbog. Although Destroyer does have a good ring to it.
I know it does, kind of. It's kind of like the Shadow Slayer thing, but they probably, you know, down here in the dark, they probably...
Well, that went well. I think we need fancy clothes.
I don't know that I need to look that fancy.
Well, this is the end of a season. I need to get dudded up, I mean...
The dignitary comes back and says,
"The High Council will meet with you. Leave your weapons."
I guess I'll stay out here.
You can come with us.
They said leave your weapons.
I don't think they mean physical weapons. I think they mean like swords.
Ah, excellent.
Where do I leave my weapons?
I will take them.
I'm gonna hand them to her. Hand my two teeny axes to her.
I hand my staff.
Wilder just starts like unbuckling straps and dagger, short bow, rapier.
I was gonna say
brass knuckles, hand grenade.
Right.
Actually, Pooh does have brass knuckles.
They're still on my knuckles.
Yeah, she's gonna wait till you take them off.
Bear trap.
Take your arm off.
These old things.
We need to disarm you.
Gareth, are you leaving your weapons?
I don't think he would have brought them.
Okay.
Because he's going into a town that he's been back and forth in. He's, you know, trying to make friends and influence people, so.
Fine, I was trying to show off your neat toy.
Oh, no, wait, I did bring that, obviously.
Oh, it's a pet goat?
If you want me to leave it with stranger.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. All that work.
Playing weapons with strangers.
She leads you into this council chamber where you are surrounded by five drow matriarchs.
How are they dressed?
In flowing robes.
I told you we should have got some fancy clothes.
I think it's fine.
Aileen is
going to blood all over these.
Orbog's gonna bow too. He'll bow on a knee.
Yeah. Gareth as well.
Who will look and see everyone else bowing and bow as well. His most bowful bow.
Bow. Drow bow.
Bowful.
Drow bow.
Drow chicka bow down. Wilder, are you bowing or nah?
No, I'm gonna stand kind of at ease. If that makes sense.
One of the matriarchs addresses you.
Who is this insolent page boy who refuses to pay due honor to the matriarchs of this city?
Wilder Filch. I apologize. I didn't mean to be rude. So I bow slightly.
And what do we have here but the destroyer of God, our God before us? Have you come to grovel? Have you come to demand terms from our civilization that you might exploit us and wreak havoc upon our people as well?
No, I have come to apologize.
To apologize for what? Destroying the cornerstone of our civilization?
We only destroyed Loth, if you are talking of her, because she was destroying Wilder Filch's daughter.
And what proof do you bear of this?
I think probably the fact that Wilder wasn't too happy to bow before the people who were worshiping the person who was trying to kill his daughter.
Throw him the ring! Throw him the ring!
I'm sure he feels about you the way that you feel about me.
I will also say, meet, Loth's husband.
No.
Oh.
No.
Blasphemer!
They're separated.
Ex-husband?
Right.
Widower?
Exactly.
Widower?
That too.
It's a lot of things.
And it was at this point where Riverside decided to drop some of JS's audio and it's not retrievable. So, yeah, there's a little bit of a political discussion and back and forth between Orbog and the Drow. And here we are.
We shall discuss this and we will have our answer for you in a 10-day.
Very well.
Is there anything else to be discussed or to bring to this proposition?
He's kind of peeking at Wilder. Kind of trying to look through it. Any?
I don't have anything.
I think that is it. I just would hope and pray that we could find some sort of terms to peacefully coexist and to be able to benefit one another.
And yet all we have left is to hope, for we have none to which to pray. So, meet us again in a 10-day. And until then, we suggest that you leave Ulfa Ortheid, as we cannot guarantee your safety here.
Bye-bye. It was nice meeting you all. Love the robes.
They stand up and begin to exit single file.
We exit all at once.
I mean, the Orbog was going to wait to rise until they were leaving or until they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Sure. Pooh's following the lead of everyone else. He, like, starts to go, and then he doesn't.
That didn't sound like it went too bad.
Definitely could have gone worse.
I expected it to go worse.
Same.
Yeah, that was relatively painless. I think that one kind of liked you.
Does everybody get their weapons back?
We should probably exit the city before we discuss.
Yeah, as you guys exit the council room, they give you your weapons back. Except for Gareth, who didn't bring any weapons to this meeting. No matter how awesome his weapon is.
Well, as soon as we get back, I should show you my brand new weapon that even I haven't seen.
Did who take his arm off?
No, definitely did not.
Gareth, since you seem to know them better than I do, am I gonna... I don't feel like I should leave, but I feel like I might put your people in danger if I'm hanging around where your people are.
Oh, don't be silly. No. If they had any malice, it would be pretty evident. They're trustworthy people. We can trust them. If they say that they're going to make a decision in a 10-day, then they will make a decision in a 10-day.
Right, right. What about the whole they can't guarantee safety thing?
Well, considering that they seem to be a fairly religious people and we got rid of our god. Although I know one they could probably switch to if they wanted to, but probably the mass public doesn't care for.
Yeah, like citizens or something.
That seemed more to be more of a kindness than it did a warning.
Yes, I think they were just making sure that you understood that there are other people in town that have stronger feelings than these people. These people are working towards making a decision, perhaps in your favor. Other people who may have fared worse because of decisions that were made, perhaps may have stronger feelings against you. Be that as it may, you're more than welcome to stay. And I think we have enough of a show of force to dissuade anyone that would come for you.
Honestly, if they killed me, that might actually help the situation anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Let's not talk like that.
Perhaps.
Let's not do this again. The GM's gone. What do we do?
All right, let's play now.
They killed our god. They killed our god.
Everybody gets 25 levels real quick. Okay. Hi, John.
Hey, John. They killed our god, too.
So anyway, take a look at my new weapon or thing. What exactly is it?
A bow flex.
So as he takes you outside of the city to the tent town, Gareth pulls out this weapon, and it's emanating with radiant energy. And as he pulls it out, it is a massive great axe that has serrated blades on both heads of it. And it has a pike coming out the bottom of the handle.
Not a fish. That.
Kind of does look like a fish, though.
Well, it's lovely.
It kind of does. I bet you could fish with it. Those fish wouldn't stand a chance.
You know, I looked at it. I thought it was a little fishy.
Yeah, you've gotten really violent since you left us.
You know, I really just thought it looked like a captain of a ship.
I didn't get that one.
Flat.
So anyway, this is my new weapon.
What's its name?
And this is what it looks like.
Does it have a name?
Does it have a name?
It's called the Jawbone.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I thought it was the Axe of the Apostles.
Oh, no.
We call it the Donkey's Jawbone.
Well, that would hurt.
Does not roll off the tongue.
I know the other word is better, but I don't understand donkey.
But it's a jawbone of an axe. Right?
There's a funny story there I should tell you guys later.
Let's get having Steve back.
I'm getting all the dad jokes out now. We're not going to get anything. If I have to miss a couple,
we're not going
to
get anything done. But I mean,
we're going to laugh.
We're going to have fun.
Got 10 days.
Yep, we got 10 days. So the light source in the Underdark. I don't think we.
But like I said, the city is lit by fairy fire.
Right. But I mean,
is it fairy well lit?
Come on, those are my jokes. As I was, you know, coming through the wastelands, let's just say, how could we tell time outside of, you know, we would just get tired.
You counted time by sleeps.
Okay. So is the fairy fire, does it wane and wax?
It does. Okay. They have a general lighting that happens.
So on the night it's wax it actually, off. The day it's wax it, on.
I was gonna say, who does it whack?
You're kind of whack, I think.
I'm not getting in trouble.
Okay, so but yeah, it coincides with the rising of the sun outside, and they do it more as a courtesy for foreigners, as the drow have no need of light.
Wow. They did it for us.
Is it like different colors and stuff, or just like regular?
It's fairy fire, so it's actually kind of a it's kind of a pink colored.
Well, that answers all our questions. 10 days later.
Wow, really? Yeah, we're just gonna play fast forward. Orbog's apparently just gonna leave the refugees underground.
You guys like castles?
Guys, like castles full of food? Like a white castle?
John,
I think you've had too many crunchy potions.
I think it's past JS's bedtime.
Okay, Gareth, do you think
sometimes
these people would do you? I'm just wondering why you guys stayed down here rather than coming upstairs.
But we didn't know that there was a passage up. So
you should come up.
We would like to. That's a very good next step for us. But we did find a place here, and it is a type of civilization. It's a type of government. And we had been experiencing flourishing. So we...
Should we offer and say whoever wants to come up can, and whoever wants to stay can?
I think that would be beneficial, I believe, yes.
I don't know if you were feeling like you needed to stay here while some of us brought them up or something, although it would probably help if you went up. I think you would probably like to see the statue of Stumblefoot.
Oh, yes, very much. I didn't know there was a statue. Didn't know he had passed such a long time ago.
It kind of came about the same time he passed.
The statue?
Yes.
Yes. It's sort of magical. Maybe you can figure something out about it.
But I'd very much like to see it. And yes, I would like to leave this place. Even though they have been congenial to us, I find my home better among the true light. The light of the sun. Get it? It's a joke. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Bueller?
So anyway, when Gareth puts this out there to his people, about 100 of the Waterdeep refugees opt to stay down on the outskirts of the city in order to keep the tabernacle running and reach out to the drow that may come. The rest of them are very much of a like mind to be back amongst the surface dwellers as you lead them up into Southern Towerfall, which is the more human established portion of the city, and they begin to settle into vacant houses, and those who can't, I'm assuming you are allowing them to lodge within the castle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that is where we're going to end it this evening. So with that said, you know, we appreciate you for tuning in. We certainly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If you do like what you hear, please like, rate, and subscribe on whatever platform that you are currently listening on, and maybe recommend us to a friend, because word of mouth is the best form of publicity. And with that, and on the behalf of the rest of the cast, thank you for listening, and stay fresh, cheese bags.
Said it. You have been listening to the Playing Games with Strangers podcast with the voices of John Haryu, Catherine Serwinski, Dave Clements, J.S. Earls, Celeste Mora, Josiah Crandall, Eric Campagno, and Steve MacDonald. The theme music was written and performed by Steve Arthur, used with permission. Find more of his music on Facebook or wherever you purchase music digitally. Please review this podcast wherever you download it from to help other podcasters find our podcast and join our community. And once again, thank you for listening.
A massive thanks to our Blade Level patrons, Julie Earls, Aaron Peckham, Amanda Clements, Branson Boykin, Matthew Cosby, and Debbie Roth. Learn more and see how you can support the show by going to patreon.com/playinggameswithstrangers.